Chapter 4. Trixie Delight. A few weeks later, we met a woman called Trixie. That woman was bad luck. I got rid of Trixie, and I'm not proud of it, but I'm not sorry either. It isn't easy taking care of a man like Longboy. Sometimes you have to do things even if you aren't proud of them. Longboy and I drove to Cullman to go to the fair, and that's how it all started. Longboy wanted to do business there. It was my first fair, and I wanted to have a good time. I liked the noise, the smells, and the delicious food. I ate my first pink cotton candy at that fair. I was lucky, of course. During those difficult times, not many children had enough money to spend at a fair. But Longboy always gave me lots of money. I saw everything, and I went on all the attractions 2 or 3 times. It's incredible, but people paid money to see the strangest things. One of the big attractions at the fair was the Stone Man. An old man lay on a bed inside a tent. The poor man looked very sick, and he couldn't feel anything. Another man came inside and hit him with a stick. "Do you feel that, Stone Man?" he asked. The old man answered weakly, "No, I don't feel anything. My body is made of stone." Outside another tent was a sign that said, "See a human brain." I went inside and saw a man with a hole in his head. I could see part of his brain through the hole. There were a lot of things to see at the fair, so I didn't stay close to Longboy all the time. He was spending a lot of time at a show called The Sultan's Harem. I didn't like the show much. There were 6 women with swimming costumes. They danced and kicked their legs and looked ridiculous. But all the men loved it. I couldn't understand why. The day before we left, Longboy said,
Addie, I promised to take a lady with us on a trip for a few days.
That surprised me. Why are you taking her? I asked.
We can do some business with her, he said with a smile.
I knew that was a lie. I always knew when Longboy was lying. His smiles were never genuine. What's the lady's name? I asked.
Trixie Delight, he answered.
That's a strange name, I said.
Longboy laughed. It's the name she uses in the show, he said. She's a dancer.
A dancer from the Sultan's harem? I asked. I was getting angry. She's a nice person, said Longboy. She comes from a good family, and she's got a high school diploma. The next morning, Longboy and I drove to the fair to get Trixie. We waited 2 hours for her while she got dressed and put some color on her hair. Trixie was always late. Finally, she came out. Her hair was blonde, and she had black makeup on her eyes. She gave Longboy a big smile, but she didn't pay any attention to me. Trixie wanted to sit next to Longboy at the front of the car, so I had to move to the back. I didn't like that at all. I didn't like Trixie much either. Her clothes were too small and were very tight. She wasn't beautiful. Her eyes were too close together, and she had a big mouth. But when she walked into a room, everybody looked at her. Trixie was nice to Longboy and smiled at him all the time. But when Trixie was alone with me, she didn't say a word. She just looked in the mirror and checked her makeup. Trixie was bored if a man wasn't near her.
We had to stop every hour so Trixie could go to the bathroom and put on more makeup. But Longboy didn't mind. Trixie just had to smile at him, and he was ready to do anything for her. Longboy gave her everything she wanted, too. Every night we ate steaks and potatoes, because that was Trixie's favorite food.